Hello everybody, how's it going? I hope you've had a wonderful day. I don't know why, but I'm feeling like recording my voice at 2 a.m. Yeah, it's okay. Anyway, I'm an odd person. Okay, I'm going to read from the text from Rich Dad Poor Dad book that I've been reading recently, and I found this book really interesting and it helps you to get rich, I hope, or I suppose it would help. Anyway, let's get started. I hope you enjoy it. Chapter 2, Lesson 2, Why Teach Financial Literacy. It's not how much money you make, it's how much money you keep. In 1990, Mike took over his father's empire and is, in fact, doing a better job than his dad did. We see each other once or twice a year on the golf course. He and his wife are wealthier than you could imagine. Rich Dad's empire is in great hands, and Mike is now grooming his son to take his place, as his dad had groomed us. In 1994, I retired at the age of 47, and my wife, Kim, was 37. Retirement doesn't mean not working. For us, it means that bearing unforeseen cataclysmic changes. We can work or not work, and our wealth grows automatically, staying way ahead of inflation. Our assets are large enough to grow by themselves. It's like planting a tree. You water it for years and then one day it doesn't need you anymore. It's simple. Its roots have gone deep down or have gone down deep enough. Then the tree provides shade for your enjoyment. Mike chose to run the empire and I chose to retire. Whenever I speak to groups of people, they often ask what I would recommend or what could they do. For example, how did they get started? Is there a good book I would recommend? Or what should they do to prepare their children? What is your secret to success? And how do I make millions? Whenever I hear one of these questions, I'm reminded of the following story, The Richest Businessmen. In 1923, a group of our greatest leaders and richest businessmen held a meeting at the Edgewater Beach Hotel in Chicago. Among them were Carl Schwartz, head of the largest independent steel company, Samuel Instill, president of the world's largest utility, Howard Hobson, head of the largest gas company, Ivor Kruger, president of the International Match Company, one of the world's largest companies at that time, and Leon Frazier, president of the Bank of International Settlements, Richard Whitney, the president of the New York Stock Exchange, Arthur Cottons, and Jesse Livermore, two of the biggest stock speculators, and finally, Albert Fall, a member of President Harding's cabinet. Wow, this one was a bit tough for me, but it was good. 25 years later, nine of them, those listed above, ended as follows. Schwab died penniless after living for 5 years on borrowed money. Wow, that's too sad. Instill died broke, living in a foreign land. Kruger and Cotton also died broke. Hobson went insane. Whitney and Albert Fall were just released from prison. Frazier and Livermore committed suicide. I doubt if anyone can say what really happened to these men. Wow, this story was really rich. And good. Thank you guys for watching this, for hearing me out, for listening to my voice. I hope you have a great night and have great dreams. Yeah, night dreams. Thank you. Let me know. Leave me a comment for me if you enjoyed my voice or not. Yeah, I'd love to see your feedbacks. Thank you. Have fun. Bye.